The Torah has a din whenever a person brings a korban has to be yakirvos alirtzono. And the Gemara says hakol tzrichim das. When you makriv a korban, it has to be korev midas bal hakorban. Bal hakorban is one on whose behalf the korban is being offered. The Gemara says in Nedarim and daf lamava hakol tzrichim das chutz b'mechusri kapara. There's the second perek increases. This perek called perek abo mechusri kapara. There are four people who are tameim. A Tommy always has to go to mikveh. A Tommy Mays can't just go to mikveh. He has to have hazor shlishi shvi from paraduma water, and then he's able to go to the mikveh. People don't realize that after hazor shlishi shvi, he has to go to the mikveh. After you go to the mikveh, then you have to have hire of shemesh to be allowed to eat truma or kochim, then to the Beis HaMikdash. And then there are four instances of tmeim, zavzav, galedis, and metzora, who are called abo michusir kapor, the four tmeim that even after going to the mikveh when they're supposed to. The Zohar can't go to mikveh right away. She has to count the Zohar. The Zohar have to wait Shiva Nakim and so on. And the Oledis has to wait. If it's a baby girl, she has to wait 2 weeks. After going to mikveh and after having Harav Shemesh, they're still considered to main with respect to entering the Beis HaMikdosh, with respect to eating korbanos, because there's still mechusri kapar. When they bring the korban, that's like a gemara of the Tahara. So the gemara says, let's say a person is tamei. And the person is a little child became tummy, a baby. And the baby doesn't understand anything. So you can push the baby in the mikveh and make the baby tohar. For tahara purposes, tefillah in the mikveh doesn't need kavanah. Even if the person, so you can say the person who pushed into the mikveh, the person who pushed him in had kavanah. You don't even have to have that, you should put in. Let's say the baby doesn't have any clothes on and he fell into a mikveh and you pulled him out. Nobody had kavanah. The Gemara says, "Neither should nensa v'tavla." A woman fell into a river, and the river is kosher for a mikveh, so it's a kosher tefillah. So just like the tefillah in the mikveh can happen by itself, you don't need kavanah. So the korban that's offered on behalf, let's say the little baby became a mitzora, a little baby one day old can become a mitzora. So the kohen declared him as a mitzora, and then he becomes tohar. And after brings out of the little baby doesn't understand anything, doesn't know what it's all about. So the din is that the parents, anyone, a neighbor, a friend, can bring the korbanos on behalf of the baby, and the baby doesn't need das at all. The abom mechusri kapara, it's a different kind of a korban. It's to complete the tahara process. So just like tefillah in the mikveh doesn't need kavanah, so to the completion of the tahara process also doesn't need kavanah. There is a din in the Mishnah in Nazir. Special din of madir as beno benozir. If a child is before bar mitzvah, only the father and the son. The father can't do it to the daughter. Mother can't do it to the son. Special din, only the father can be madir the son benozir. He can make his son into a nozir. What kind of a din is that? There's no pasuk in chumash that says like that. Whoever heard of such a thing? So the Gemara has a machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan thinks that it's halacha l'moshe misinai, and Reish Lakish thinks that it's a din midrabbanan. Doesn't exist minatir. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's halacha l'moshe misinai, so it's a din d'oraisa. So when the nazirus is up, so the Rambam says you bring the korbanos on behalf of the young child after the 30 days are up or whatever, however long the father declared he wants the son to become a nazir. So the Kesem Mishnah raises a question on the side of the Rambam. Rambam says you bring the korbanos right away. So yes, but hakol tzrichim das, the child is before bar mitzvah. Where's the das? And they say that a year before bar mitzvah, within the year before bar mitzvah, that's called mufla samach liyish. Mufla samach liyish is considered a bardas with respect to in Yoni Hafloa. Yoni Hafloa means nedarim and naziris, hekdeshes. So maybe to be makdish a korban, to be makav a korban, maybe das hafloa is enough. The Rambam doesn't say it's talking within a year before bar mitzvah. What if the father made the kid a nazir at the age of 10? It's not a mufla samach liyish. And what if mufla samach liyish is only with the rabbanan? So machloikis and the gemara maseches need and machloikis alochal amaisa. The Rambam and the Ravid, whether the institution of mufla samach liyish, that within a year before bar mitzvah the child can take a neder and it's binding, is that the raisa the rabban. So if it's the raisa, so it's nicha, so the child. It's still not so nicha. It's a question whether mufla samach liyish means, even though the child is a lot bar das, a neder is still binding or no, for purposes of nedarim, the child is considered a bar das. So we say, with respect to Yoni HaFloa, the child is considered a bar das, maybe you're satisfying the requirement of HaKol Tzrichim HaDas. The Ritzono, that das, with respect to HaKrovis Karbonis, is enough with das HaFloa. could be, or they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim, that in the Mishnah there, in the beginning of the second Perek increases, that it says, Arba Mechusri Kaporehim. So the Mishnah adds on, there were four people of Mechusri Kaporeh who are Tmeim, Zav Zavi Yoleh Mitzorah. So they need to complete their Torah procedure, their process. They need Tefillah Mikveh, they need Harav Shemesh, and then they need Hakrovas HaKorban. But there are some other people who also have something similar to Mechusri Kaporeh. So the Mishnah says, another two examples. One is the Nazir. The Nazir, when the Malos is up, however long he accepted upon himself to become a Nazir, he can't become a Nazir for less than 30 days. More than 30 days, he can, as much as he wants. It goes in units of days. He can have, doesn't have to go in units of 30 days. He can have 35 days, 85 days, 150 days. He can have 20 years, as long as he wants, a minimum of 30 days. So, so when the Zman of the Nazir is up, the Nazir is not allowed to take air, he's not allowed to drink wine and eat grapes, he's not allowed to be Metamel Amazin. Gimel Minim Asurim Lenazir, Tumati Glachas and Yayin. So the prohibitions will still apply until he brings the Karbonis. The Karbonis are Amatir. The Karbonis are Nazir at the end of the Malos of the Naziris. Malos means a unit of time that's superimposed on a calendar. When a person accepts a Ned in the Zeres, when a person is sitting Shiva, when a person is Azav or Azava or something like that, that's not a calendaric day. The person became Azav. Someone died in the middle of the month, so there's a din of Avel Shiva, Shloshim, whatever. That's called a Malos, a unit of time that's superimposed on top of the calendar. So when the Malos of the Zeres is up, the Nazir is still not allowed to drink wine, still not allowed to be Metamel Amesim until he brings the Karbonis. After he brings the Karbonis, that's Matahim. So it's also, in a certain sense, it's like Mechusri Kapor. It's not like the Abba Mechusri Kapor, that it's completion of the Tahara procedure. He was Tahar before also. He was never Tahar in the first place. But it serves as a Matir. And the same thing by a Ger. A Ger Shin is Gaia, so Bizman is a Ger converts. So you have Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. He says Nasa Ben Ishma, like on Har Sinai. He says Nasa Ben Ishma. Then you need the Tvila, then you need the Milo, then you need Tvila. Then you're supposed to bring a Korban. So Bizman Hazeh, the Gemara says, you can't bring the Korban. If the Ger should live so long to see Binyan Beis HaMikdash, he'll have to bring the Korban net, and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. If he doesn't live so long, okay. So he didn't bring the Korban. So the Korban of the Ger is Ma'akiv him. He's not allowed to eat Korbanus until he brings the Korban HaGer. So the Mishnah there in the beginning of the second parak increases, considers the Ger, the Korban HaGer, in a certain sense, is also a form of a Mechusri Kapor. It doesn't bring a Mechilas Avoinas or anything. It's not a Korban Chatas or a Korban, it's an Oilo. It's not a Chatas or an Oshim at all. But it's for the purpose of allowing him to eat Korbanus. Anochri is not allowed to eat Shlomim. And if he's Jewish, he is allowed to. But even though he was Megayim, he's Jewish, 99% Jewish. He's not 100% Jewish till he brings the Korban HaGer. So that's the din that the Mechusri Kapora, Einam Tzrichim Das, when you bring the Korban HaGer, if someone else can bring the Korban on behalf of the Mechusri Kapora. So that's Rab Chaim is quoted in Chidushi Repi Hashmua, Chidushi Rab Chaim Pi Hashmua. On the Kesem Mishnah is Kasha. How can the Rambam write that when a father is Madar Ben Obenos, the kid is only 10 years old, and then when the Malos on Aziris is up, then they bring the Korbanos for the kid, but the kid is a Lab Bardas, Hakal Tzichim Das. So one suggestion was that it's within the year before Bar Mitzvah, the Mufal HaSamach L'Ish, but that's only a valid answer if you hold that Mufal HaSamach L'Ish is the Reis. Otherwise, what do you mean? You can't be Machshav HaKorban Mid Rabbanon. The Korban is no good Ben HaTorah. It's a Posel HaKorban. So Rav Chaim answered that the Mishnah says that in a certain sense the Korban HaGer is a Mechusri Kapor. Yeah, Nazir is also the same. Nazir and the Ger are in a certain sense Mechusri Kapor. So that's why when the Malos of the Naziris is over for the child is only 10 years old, the Ov is Madar Ben Ovin Nazir, so the father can be Magdish the Korbanos on behalf of his son, even though the son is Allah Bardas. Hakol tzichim das chutz min mechusir kapor. So the nozer is a mechusir kapor.
Is that assuming a nozer is a
chote? No. Not a chote. Mechusir kapor means a zab zov, yoledis, and mitzora. Not a chote. Yoledis is not a chote. Mitzora is not a chote. The korbanos are not alachet. No. Mechusir kapor just means the tahara process is incomplete till those four people bring the korbanos. The korbanos are a matir. So here by the ger, the korban is also a matir, and by the nazir, the korban is also a matir. Then in that perek, and that same perek, the second perek increases, the Mishnah says, Abba Mevim Ala zodn kishgaga. Usually, when you learn Vayikra, you think of a person did an aver b'shoigig, so he needs a kapara. So sometimes depends how serious the aver is. So sometimes he has to bring a korban chata, sometimes a korban osham, sometimes a chata soil of yore. So we usually think of the person did an aver b'shoigig. Person did an aver b'mezid. So how is it sufficient with a korban? So the Mishnah says there are four people who bring a korban ala zodn kishgaga. One of them is the Baal Shifcha Harufa. That's not in Parshas Vayikra, that's later. two of them are in Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra, Shvos Eidus and Shvos HaPikodin. Even if he violated it, b'mezid. And then the other one is the Nozer Shenitma. The Pasuk says, if the Nozer becomes Tomei, the Chomis may saw the Befes HaPisam B'tim Rosh Nizra, the Nozer is not allowed to be Metamele Mesa. What happens? He's sitting in a room. Someone had a heart attack and they dropped dead. So what can he do? Since it was b'shoigig. So the Torah says he has to bring karbonas on Nazir, and then hayam harishanim yiplu, because it became tamei lemes. He has to start all over again. So the Mishnah derives from Psukim that halacha, that the Nazir shenitma has to bring karbonas, hayam harishanim yiplu, and he has to start counting all over again. That then applies even if it happened b'mezid. The Chumash gives, even if it happened b'shoigig. Even if it happened accidentally in Parshas Nasa, when you have the dinam of the Nazir, even if it happened accidentally, but who are dinam if it happened the Mezid, because the karbonas of the Nazir Tomei are not so much to be mechapa for the Avera. The Avera maybe is not, he sinned the Mezid, he was metame lemeis, maybe the karbonas are not mechapa on him. It's also like a mechusri kapara that the Yom HaRoshani people enables him to start all over again.
Going to ask if the father could bring
a
korban of
a
Nazir
Tomei
for his son.
Probably can, like Mechusir Kapora. What is the korban oil of a Yorid? It's in Parshas. There are five oil of a Yorid. There are three in Vayikra, and the other two are in Tazriya Metzora. By a Yoledes, the din is every Yoledes, if she gave birth to a baby Bosh, is Tmei 7 days. And then there are 33 days, I may tow her. Even if she has dam, it's not metame. And then if she's Yoledes Nekeba, so she's Tmea for 14 days. She can't go to mikveh before 14 days. And then there's 66 days of may tow her. And if she's dam, she'll be tow her. And after the Malo's up, Ubumlo's may tow her, after the 40 days are up, after the 80 days are up, the whole Malo's is up, then she has to bring a set of karbonas. So that, what if she can't afford such an expensive set of kabbanas, then the Torah provides, she brings it bedalos. It can bring bashiras, it can bring bedalos. So that's oil of the yerb. Then the same is true in Parshas Metzora, when the Metzora becomes Tahar. So then there's a procedure how to be Metahir him. So he has to, part of the procedure is that he has to bring a set of kabbanas. If he can afford it, he brings the more expensive set. If he can't afford that, then he either brings bashiras or he brings bedalos. And there the Mishnah says, what if he really can't afford it? He can't afford it, but people feel bad for him, so they make a collection and they give him money. So what if the Oni brings a Korban Asher? So the Mishnah says, Tavol HaBracha. That's very nice. He was Mechuyev to bring a Korban Asher. Brings it, Tzavada good. And today's Sedra, you have three cases, three specific Averis, where you bring an Oil of the Yard. It's called Oil of the Yard, means the price goes up or the price goes down, depending on how much the person can afford. I remember I had a professor here in graduate school, in Berno Rebel graduate school, who was telling us, he didn't know Chumash, he was telling us he thought that he was a big expert in Talmud. But if you don't know Chumash, you don't know Talmud. If you don't know Tarach, you don't know Talmud. So he was telling me, Oil of the Yard is the Karbonah that it brought on the 15 steps in the Azor, between the Ezra Snoshim and the Azor. Has nothing to do with the 15 steps in Azor. Oil of the Yard means the price goes up or the price goes down, depending how much the person can afford. So in the Parshas Vayikra, there are three specific averes where you bring achatas oil of the yard. One of them is Shvuas HaEdus. If I have a din Torah with someone and I need two witnesses to testify on my behalf, and if they don't, not that I have 25 witnesses, these are the only two witnesses I have, and if they testify, I win. If they don't testify, I lose. They're not going to believe me. Bez and not going to believe me. And they swear in front of Bez and Shvuas HaEinan HaYodim Lecha HaEdus. I just lost the case. And then if they do tshuva and they say to the Bezin, we lied and we really don't know how God says this, so they can't change their mind. The Mishnah says they can't change their mind. Rashi, the Mishnah in Shavuot says the reason, that's the name of the Perek, Shavuot Seivis. Daflamet Amar Aleph in Masechus was. Rashi says in the Mishnah, the reason why the Edom can't change their mind is because Kimish Yehigit Shem in Achozer Amagin. Since they first said, Einon Yodim Lecho Edus, so they can't change their mind later on, some do know Edus. The Ran disagrees with the Rashi. What do you mean Kimish Yehigit? He didn't say. He says, I don't know Edus. So it's not Kimish Yehigit. So the Ran disagrees with Rashi. The Ran says, no, he's not Neman to say HaGodes Edus. If he first says Shvush Einon Yodim Lecho Edus, he can't change his mind later. It's not based on Kimish Shehigit, because Lo Higit, he didn't give a HaGodes Edus at all. But it's based on a different rule. Einon HaMes Matzmei Rosho. He swore yesterday, he swore in Bezin that he does know Edus, and today he says, I swore falsely. So he wants us to believe him today that he made a Shvush Sheke yesterday. So we don't believe him. We can't believe a person that he did an Aveira. Even though he's saying he wants to be believed that he swore falsely yesterday, he wants to help out the Baldin. So the Ran interprets that whatever the explanation for the din is, the Mishnah says that once the person swore in front of Bezin, once the Edim swore in front of Bezin, that he can't back out later on and give a Haggadah to say it's too late. So if he was mapsed somebody and it didn't Torah, if there are another 25 Edim, so then he wasn't mapsed him. So the whole even though he did a serious Aveira by swearing falsely, but there is no parsha, he's not chayv to bring the chatas all of yard. So that's one Aveira. Then another Aveira the Chumash has is Tumish Migdosh V'Kadoshov. If a person was Tumi, whatever level of Tumi, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he eats Korbanos in the state of Tumi. So if a person enters the Azor B'Tumi, there's an Issa Koris. And a person does an Aveira B'Shegig, which if you would have done it, amazing, you would have been chayv Koris. It's normally chayv Achatas Kvua. Chatas Kvua means it doesn't matter whether you can afford it or you can't afford it. Can't afford it, you have to go rob a bank, go schnorr money, try to raise money. That's called chatas kvua as opposed to chatas solovir, that the price goes up, price goes down. So normally, if a person did an aver b'shegi, which if he would have done it, it would have been chayv kares, he should be chayv chatas kvua. We don't give him a break and say, if he can't afford it, let him bring a less expensive korban. But on this aver, tumas mikdash v'kadoshu, Torah makes an exception to the rule. And the third aver is shvuas bitui. Shvuas bita means nefesh kis shava levate bisfasaim. If he pronounces a shvu with his lips, why do you call it shvuas bitoi? As opposed to shvuas hapikot and shvuas ha'edus. Shvuas hapikot, and that's at the end of the parsha. That's another way of referring to asham gzelus. There are six ashamas. Those who come to minyan on time, it says in the Ezel Mekomet, there are six ashamas. One of them is asham gzelus. Asham gzelus means I swore falsely that I don't owe you money. Whether I was a chayv to swear, whether I was moed b'miktzas or koyfer hakol, doesn't matter. I swore on my own, kofatz v'nishma, I swore on my own that I don't owe you money, and then I admit that I swore falsely. So then I have to pay you the money. I have to give you kerem chaymish, give you the chaymish. And then I have to bring also asham gzelos. So asham gzelos is otherwise known as shvuas hapikodin. Because it says, nefesh kisechto, that's at the end of the parasha, the last part. Nefesh kisechto mal amal b'ashem v'kichesh b'amisa b'pikadona v'susum asyada b'gezel o'ashik samisa. What's Aveira gives a whole list of things. I swore falsely on any amount of money that I owe you. So the first thing mentioned is v'kichesh b'amisa. He swears, he denies to his friend v'pikadon. So that's called shvuas ha'pikadon. He swore falsely. So as opposed to shvuas ha'pikadon, as opposed to shvuas ha'edus, where the edim swear falsely, enenu yodim lacha edus, that's also a chatas olaviyor. This is called shvuas bitoi. Shvuas bitoi, the guy swore that he's not going to eat bananas, then he goes out and he eats bananas, b'shegeg. If he eats a b'mezid, he's not from the aboshim evim ala azod in Kishkoga. If he swore, he eats a b'shegeg. So then the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion, the Mishnais and the Gemara are going to have a whole discussion, masech shvuas. If he violated the avera b'shegeg, that should be called Ha'odah Meshua Prat Leonah, so you shouldn't be Chai B'chattas at all. So what Shoigig is it that you are Chai B'chattas on the Yer? So these three Averis, Shvuas Bitui, Nefesh Kisishova Levata Bisvasayim Lahor Al-Heita, he swore, yes, going to eat bananas, not going to eat bananas, whatever he swore. Shvuas Ha'edus, Shvuas She'enana Yotim Lecha'edus, and then Mapsed him money. And the third one is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshim. So there the Torah gives a din when he decides that it's time to do tshuva. So he has to bring achatas olaviyori. If he can afford it, he brings achatas behema. If he can't afford it, he brings achatas oif with an oil oif. And if he can't afford that, then he brings aminchas chayta. That's called ashiras dalas and dali dalas. By the oledas and by the mitzora, you don't have three. You only have ashiras and dalas. And by the three in Parshas Vayikra, you have Ashiras and Dalos and Dalei Dalos. There's an Ibn Ezra, which became famous because of the dream of the Or Sameach. Ibn Ezra says a question. By the Chatas Olav Yorid, if he can afford it, he brings a Chatas Behema. If he can't afford it, he brings a Chatas Soif and an Oil Soif. And he can't afford that, then he brings a Minchas Chayfe. Where does the Oil Soif come in? If he can afford it, he brings a Chatas Behema. He doesn't bring an Oil. He only brings a Chatas. So if he can't afford that, let him bring a Chatas Soif. What does he have to bring an Oil Soif for? So the Gemara points out, Rav Elbel Soloveitchik has in his sefer a whole beautiful essay, but the Gemara points out that lo matzino, he never have a korban ha'oif bechoivo that's brought by itself. If a person wants to bring an oila soif as an adavah, then he can bring one oila soif, but that's considered an incomplete korban. A complete korban by oif is considered if you have a kan, if you have two oifas. He bring shtei torim ashnei b'nei yoyna. So the mefarish, there's a Mefarash HaMishnayis Kinim that's called Yoyer Kino. It's printed in the big Mishnah. So the Yoyer Kino, one of the earlier Achrayim, from the 1700s, I think. Not so early. From the 1700s, early is in the 1500s. So the Yoyer Kino has a comment on that Mishnah. Rav Elbel Soloveitchik thinks that he is right, Poshe Pshat. You can't bring a Torah and a Ben Yoyna. You have to bring the two Torah and two Ben Yoyna. They're different birds. Why? Because it's one unit. A complete korban oif, the Gemara says, has to be two birds together. The only being one is considered an incomplete korban. So if a person wants to bring bidin dova oilos oif, so Rashi Achumish quotes from the Sifra, you have a drasha from a pasuk, imov korbano at the beginning of the parsha. If a person wants to volunteer to bring an oilo, so then it says, we read up until there this morning, up until Sheni. Sheni begins with ivim imov korbano. V'hikrivo ha-kohen al-hamza, v'hikrivo in the singular, so Rashi says, v'hikrivo afila preda achas yavi, even one bird you can bring. That's because you're volunteering, so we allow you to bring an incomplete korban. But whenever the Torah imposes a chiyuv upon you, like for example, a gersh and his gair is obligated to bring a korban, oilo, we learn it out from Maimon HaSinah, that at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, all the dinim of gerus are derived from Maimon HaSinah. Ma'avasech, that's increases, daftes ha-menal, why is it increases? Because the Mishnah started off on Dav Ches on the base, Abor Mechusir Kapora. There were the four Tameim who need the Korbanas to be Mata them, to complete the Tara process. And the Mishnah says a Ger also is similar, and the Nazir is also similar. In a certain sense, it's Mechusir Kapora. Not the same as Abor Mechusir Kapora, they're Tameim, and they need the Tefillah and the Mikvah and the Har of Shemesh and the Korban to complete the Tara process. The Ger is not a Tomei, and the Nazir is not a Tomei. But in a certain sense, it's a korban that's a matter. So that's why the Gemara there has certain halachas with respect to gerus. Most of the dinim of gerus are in the middle of Yevamos, on the Mevavlim, Zayin. But part of the Gemara is always like that. You know, even if you have a whole mesichta that deals with Hilchas Gittin, there's always something in some other mesichta that's not over here. There's one detail in Hilchas Gittin that's only in Yuma in the first parak. So if you learn Gittin with Taisus, Taisus quotes. If you don't learn Gittin without Taisus, you'll be missing a major din in Hilchas Gittin. Every din is like that. Masechet Shabbos. You would think Masechet Shabbos has everything in Hilchas Shabbos. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Dalet that has a din in Hilchas Shabbos. It doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. Nowhere else in Shas. Only in Sanhedrin. And the Taisus there in Sanhedrin doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. Not even quoted in Masechet Shabbos. Taisus doesn't even quote in Masechet Shabbos. In Gittin, nice enough to quote the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara is always like that. So you have this Daf Tesam et Aleph in Krisis has a detailed discussion of certain halachas and Hilchas Geris. The Gemara says all the laws of Geris are learned out based on a pasuk in Chumash. Ma'avasechem la'nichnas le'brisa le'milu tefila b'hatzoas damin. Just like our forefathers entered into the bris, they acquired Kedushas Yisrael by the Geris at Maimon HaSinah. It was a national geris for all the Jewish people. They had to have kabbalas on mitzvahs. They said nasa v'nishma. Then they had mila tefila in hartzo azdamim. Hartzo azdamim means rikas adam of the korban. The Rambam writes mila tefila v'korban. Loshana gemara is mila tefila v'hartzo azdamim. So to the doris, a ger has to have mila and tefila in hartzo azdamim. So you learn out from Maimon HaSinah that the ger has to bring a korban. So what korban does he bring? So in the Mishnah, he said, if he wants, he can get away. He can bring an oilas behema if he wants. That'll cost him $1,000. If he wants, he can bring an oilas oif. That'll be less expensive. So oilas oif has to be two. Has to be two oilas. It can't be one. Why?
Because the Gemara says there, it increases lamatzinu korban oif haba b'chayva, that you bring an incomplete korban. You only bring one. It has to be a minimum of two. That's what the Brisker Rav quotes when the Mabit wrote. The Mabit was in the Bezna of the Beis Yosef in Tzfat in the 1500s. So the Mabit also wrote a sefer on the Rama. Kes Mishnah is written by the Beis Yosef, and the Mabit wrote the Kiryas Sefer. So the Kes Mishnah always gives you all the marmakimus of the Rama. Is it a Pasuk? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Gemara? Is it a Yerushalmi? Is it a Tosefta? Is it a Tshuvas Hagoyim? The Mabit doesn't give makimus like that. He's supposed to give marmakimus. He gives up the strange. Every so often he writes something strange, and whoever has to, a guy learns in the curl has to chabura. He'll always find something strange in the Mabit to discuss. He always has some original ideas. I don't know. If you just look at the Kiryas Sefer of the Mabit, you look at the Kesem Mishnah, we would think the Kesem Mishnah is much better than the Mabit. So if there's a machlokes between them, we would assume we should follow the Beis Yosef as opposed to the Mabit. For some reason or another, the Chazon Ish has a whole essay. He thinks that Mabit was a bigger pesach than the Beis Yosef, and that's what leads him to be machman Hilcha Shmita on certain details, whether there was a machlokes between them in the same bezin together. 90% of the time, 95% of the time they agreed, and 5% of the time they disagreed major issues. So some of the issues were about the Trumas and Maisus, by Tvur that grew Yarakum, and some of the issues had to do with Shmita. So the Mabit was more machma than the Beis Yosef, about whether Kedushas Perishvis are noig b'shalakum, whether it applies if the field belongs to God. So the Chazon Ish has a whole paragraph. He thinks whenever there's machlok the Mabit and Beis Yosef, we should follow the Mabit. When you look in the Kiryas Sefer, you look in the Kes Mishnah, you would think the Kes Mishnah is more traditional, classical style. He quotes all the sources from the Gemara. Mabit always has something funny. Anyway, so Velvel Salvechi quotes the Kiryas Sefer by the Mabit on this one point. As follows, there is a din, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, everybody has to be oil rega, what does it mean? You shouldn't come empty handed. What do you mean empty handed? You should give a donation. So the Gemara says you have to bring oil rega. In addition to oil rega, you have to bring Shalmi Chagiga, and you have to also bring a third korban, Shalmi Simcha. That's the Gemara in the first perik in Chagiga, quotes it to Sefta. Gimel mitzvahs, did stabi Yisrael bali yosam laregel. When the Jews come to be oil rega, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, they're obligated to bring three karbanos, Riyah Chagiga and Simcha. Oilos Riyah, Shalm Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. So what's the Oilos Riyah? So the Oilos Riyah, so Wade says in our Gemara, Oilos Riyah has to be a behema. If you bring Oilos Riyah, if you're not Yotze. The Rambam clearly had a different girsa. The Rambam writes that you can either be Oilos Behema or Oilos Oif. And the Miri always follows the Rambam. In Provence, I don't know, Miri lived in Provence. They always had the girsa in the Gemara like the Rambam. Usually, Ruba de Ruba, the Miri follows the Rama. Once in a long while, he'll pick on the Rama. He'll disagree. Rama has a lot of things to pick on, a lot of things that don't seem to correspond to our Gemara. But the Miri usually follows the Rama, except for very rare cases. Someone called me up last night from Chicago about a Shaila, about Erevin. Happens to be the Miri disagrees with the Rama. Rama has a certain kula in Hilchos Erevin. The Miri said, where did he get that one from? But usually, the Miri follows the Rama. So here also, the Rambam and the Miri say that you can be Yotze, Oilos Riyah, with either Oilos Behema or Oilos Oif. Our Gears in the Gemara is not so, only Oilos Behema. So the Mabit writes in the Kiryas Sefer, and that Rama, Milchas Chagiga, if you're bringing Oilos Oif, it has to be two. You can't be with one. Because whenever, that's the Gemara increases, Daftes, Lomotzinu, a Korban Hoif, Abba Bechoivo, if you bring Benedovo, so that's the parsha in today's pasuk that Rashi points out in the beginning of Sheni. V'hikri bo ha-kohen, afila preid achas. You can bring an incomplete korban. But if you mechuyev to bring a korban ho'oif, it has to be two. You can't be yotze with one. So let's say you have a chatas ala b'yor. So if you can afford it, bashira, so you bring chatas behema. If you can't afford it, you bring a chatas oif and an oil oif. So the Ibn Ezra raises a question. Where did the oil soif come from? You're supposed to bring a chatas behemah. You can't afford it. So you bring a chatas soif. So you say, but a chatas soif, you can't bring one, you got to bring with another one. So bring two chatas soif. Where did the oil soif come from? The carbon, there's ashiras, dalas, and dalas. So the dalas is supposed to take the place of the ashiras. The same carbon, if you would have been able to afford it, you would have brought the carbon behemah. So you bring a carbon up. So bring two chatas soif. Where did it come from that you bring an oil soif? So the Ibn Ezra writes an original chiddush. Ibn Ezra writes a lot of chiddushim, but this one is a dream from the Ur Sameach in connection with it. So the Ibn Ezra writes an original chiddush that when you bring a chatas behema, so there are dalar avodas adam shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. So when you do the zrika zaman and mizbeach, so the korban is kosher. But in addition to that, you're supposed to be makta the emurim, supposed to burn the chaylev on the mizbeach. If you were not makta the emurim were nitmo or she'avdu, they got lost, or they became tamei. So but yeah, the korban is kosher even if you didn't know haktaras emurim. But the mitzvah b'shleimus says taf haktaras emurim. When you bring a chatas ha'oiv, there are no emurim. There's no emurim to be makta on the mizbeach. There's only chaylev in a behema. There's no din of chaylev in an oiv. So the Torah says if you're bringing chatas olav yoreid, and you're bringing bedalus because you can't bring a chatas behema, so don't bring two chatas oifs, bring an oilas oif. The oilas oif you got to burn on the mizbech. That'll be bimkaim, that'll be the substitute for the haktoras emurim. If it would have been a chatas behema, it would have been haktoras emurim. So if you can't afford that, you bring it bedalus, so you should bring a chatas oif and an oilas oif. The oilas oif will be the haktoras emurim, the substitute for lactose and more of the chatas behem. What's so significant about this? So there's a gemara in the end of the first perek in Chulin, where the gemara learns out from a pasuk that all karbonos have to be offered by yom. B'yom tzavosa lahakriv is karbonim. Where is that? The beginning of Shmini, I think. B'yom tzavosa lahakriv is karbonim. So the gemara learns that all karbonos are brought by yom. Shai? So it covers all the carbonus. So then the Gemara needs an additional pasuk to tell me that the oil sa'if has to be brought by yom. So Gemara says, you just said there's a pasuk. Yom tzavos lahakriv is karbonim, covers all the carbonus. Why do you need an additional pasuk for oil sa'if? So the old girsa in the Gemara didn't make any sense at all. So the Rashba writes, he crossed out the girsa, and in our editions, all the Vilna Shas, the regular standing Gemara, doesn't have the old girsa anymore. And it has a different girsa. I forgot it really. By us, the whole thing is missing. But the Rashba and Chulin, the first end of the first parak, quotes the old girsa was like this. One might have thought that just like Haktoris Emurim can be done by Laila, so too Elasov can be done by Laila. Kamash Malon, that a kid. What has it got to do? Haktoris Emurim is not Avodah Saddam. The din is Avodah Saddam has to be by Yom. Shchita Kabbalah Halocha Zvika, the Dalar Avodah Saddam. That has to be done by Yom. Nisach Hayayin can be done by Laila. Haktoris Emurim can be done by Laila. By Korban Mincha, there's a long Rashi at the beginning of the second parak in Soito. Rashi has a long arichas on the Tosef that the Gemara quotes that by Korban Mincha there are dalar avodas that are parallel to the dalar avodas adam. You do the kmitza, so you're separating the chelak avoya from the shirayim. That's shchita. Shchita is what's the purpose of shchita by kabbalah? So if you would have asked me, I would have said. No one asked me, and I didn't say. If you would have asked me, I would have said. Shchita to kill the animal. Yeah. The Rashi says wrong. Shchita, that's what shchita's chulin is. Shchita's kachim is to separate the dam, which is korev on the mizbeach, and the rest of the animal, to be mevarech elik avoy. So Rashi says kemitza is parallel to shchita. The dalar avoydus and the mincha that are parallel to the dalar avoydus adam. So kemitza is when you separate the kaimas from the shirayim. Shirayim are going to be necholim, the zichri kuna and the azara. And the kemitza, the kaimas are going to be makta on the mizbeach. So kmitza by mincha is parallel to shchita by karbonis. Then you have, after the shchita, you do kabbalas adam. A kohen holds a klisheris in his right hand to be mekabel the dam that comes out, flows out from the neck of the animal. So you do kabbalah by the kohen also. After the kohen does kmitza with his right hand, he has to throw it into a klisheris. He has to do the kmitza when the mincha is in a klisheris. And then he has to take the kometz and be mekadosh again a second time. The whole mincha was niskatcha in a klisharis. And then you can either leave it in the same klisharis or pour it into a different klisharis. It doesn't make a difference. The kmitza has to be done while the mincha is in a klisharis. Not necessarily the original klisharis, it has to be in a klisharis. If you do the kmitza, then you have to throw that kometz into another klisharis to be mekadosh. That's like kapolos adam. Then just like you need hoylocha adam, you have to walk to the mizbech. A kohen has to walk to the mizbech with the dam in his right hand and a kli shoris. So too, a kohen has to walk with the koimetz of the mincha to the mizbech, and just like the zrikas adams, too, the zrikas koimetz. So the dalar avodas adam have to be bayom. That pasuk, b'yom tzavosa lahakrovas korbanim, all hakrovas hakorbanim has to be bayom. It's not exactly true. It's only avodas adam. Haktoris emurim is done all night long. Mairud is connected. Shachris is kenega tomas shachar, mincha is kenega tomas shabein albaim, and myra is kenega haktaris emurim all night long. Is haktaris emurim? Nisach hayayin can be done all night long.
Only the Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom. That's what.
Why is a person wearing Docha Shabbos if it could be done at night?
Yeah. That's a very good question. Why is he asked a good question? When you bring the Karbonis on Shabbos, clean him and myself him, if he could have done it after Havdalah, so why you do it by Yom? The Gemara asked that question in Menachos. The last half in Perikar Bishmos, so the Gemara says an expression, Chaviva Mitzvah Bishaita. Since the Ike Mitzvah is to be Makta the Imurim immediately following the Zrikas Adam, so it's also Decha Shabbos. It's the question, is it, that's the whole story, Chaviva Mitzvah Bishaita. Maybe it's only because Kimin Shinitna Shabbos Lidochas. You were Mechal Shabbos, or you were allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to Shech the Karbin. So therefore you say Chaviva Mitzvah Bishaita. The Gemara has a discussion about that. What if you would have a korban where it would be an idea of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, but it wasn't yet nitna Shabbos lidocha? So that's a detailed question the Gemara has. The Gemara says the answer to that question is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and therefore it's decha Shabbos. Yeah. So the old girsa in the Gemara was, it didn't make any sense, and the Rashbok crossed it out. The old girsa in the Gemara was in Chulin, in the end of the first perek. One might have thought that Oila Sa'if can be the Avoda Avoda Sa'if, the Kmitza, the not the Kmitza, the Malika with the Kabbalah Saddam and everything. One would have thought that you can do the whole thing Balayla, just like Haktaris Emurim can be done Balayla. So what does it have to do with Haktaris Emurim? Haktaris Emurim is not Avoda Saddam, but Avoda Saddam is Psukim that has to be done by Yom. What kind of a Havamin is that? So the Rashba crossed it out. And the Yosef Meach wrote the Shtikol Torah. He came up with a Chiddush. According to this, Ibn Ezra, that the Oyla Sa'oif by Oyla V'yoreid is a substitute for the Aktor Se'murim. If you can afford to bring it Bashira, so you bring Achatas Behema. Achatas Behema is going to have Dalar Abaydus Adam, is going to have Aktor Se'murim. And if you can't afford that, then you bring Achatas Sa'oif and an Oyla Sa'oif. Where did the Oyla Sa'oif come from? A Chatas Soif, I understand. It's substituting for the Chatas Beim. Why should you bring an Oila Soif? So one could have said, because the Gemara says you have to bring two. You can't bring one. And it does make sense to bring two Chatas Soifs. You get a Kapor from the first Chatas Soif. But you can't bring one Oif alone, Bechoiva. So you have to bring another one, so you bring an Oila Soif. That's what I would have perhaps said. I don't know. But Ibn Ezra gave a different suggestion. Ibn Ezra said, because in a Chatas Soif, there is no Haktorah Seymurim. So that's why you have to bring an Oila Soif to have some Haktorah, the substitute for the Haktorah that's missing. So the Yosamech said, according to this, Ibn Ezra, we understand the Gemara's Havamin. The Gemara needed a Pasuk, not for every Oila Soif, no, for Oila Soif that's brought by Oila V'yoreid. One might have thought that since the Oila Soif is the substitute for Haktorah Seymurim, and Haktorah Seymurim can always be done by Laila, so I would have thought the Oila Soif of a Chatas Oila V'yoreid can be brought by Laila. So Kamash Malon, that you can. So that was Yerushalmiach Shtikol Torah. So he writes in his Sefer, he writes, it's not in the Yerushalmiach. He has at the end of one of the volumes, he has Hashmatas that he left out. So he writes that what happened was, he woke up, he had a dream at night, and he woke up, and in the dream, he saw the way the Malachim were angry at the Jewish people that they're saying false Torah. They're tzedreng the Torah. And the yeshivas, they're making pilpulim, and pilpulim shall hevel. That is not correct. And they want to punish the Jewish people. So the Rashba says, no, they deserve to be protected because I made a mistake. I wrote in my Sefer HaChulin to cross out the whole bunch of lines in the Gemara. And there's a Jew there, a Meir Simcha, who lives in Dvinsk, and he said the correct pshat. And you shouldn't cross out the lines. And his chus, the Jews deserve to be saved. So he woke up. He didn't know that there was such a Rashba. It could be that it's not in the Rashba and Chum. It's in the Chuvas of Rashba. I think it's not in the Rashba and Chum. I think it's in the Chuvas, where he makes fun of that old girsa. So the Yosmech woke up and he didn't know what Rashba, when Rashba. He knew his pshat in the Gemara. He didn't know what Rashba. He started fishing around and found the Chuvas of Rashba. So he wrote up in a sefer, in the Hashmatas, the one of them, he wrote up the Pshat and the Gemara, and he writes at the end, Amen Hashemayim, from heaven they showed me that this was the correct Pshat. He doesn't say what they showed him. So that story was written up by one of the other Rabbanim. Well, the other Rabbanim wrote up the story. They heard the story from the Yosamech, that he had a dream, that the Malachim wanted to punish the Jewish people because they're saying false Torah,
And the Rashba said, we deserve to be protected because this Jew, Rav Meir Simcha, gave the correct pshat. I crossed out the gears in the Gemara, he gave the correct pshat. So that's a famous story. They told me Rav Pam used to say that story every week on Parshas Vayikra, when he spoke about Parshas HaShavua. It's a fascinating story. Not every chatas is bo l'chaper. The Gemara in the beginning, the first sugi in Zvochim, talks about a chatas nachshain. Nachshain ben Aminadav on Rosh Chodesh Nissen was the first of the Nisim. They brought special karbonis 12 days in a row. Every day different Nasi brought karbonis. So one of the karbonis was a chatas. The chatas not always l'chaper. The chatas nachshain is not l'chaper. So the Gemara in Zvochim says there were different dinim. Just like the karbonis mechusi kapara have different dinim. That's the Gemara in the Dorm Daf Lamed Vav. Hakol tzichon das chutz mechusi kapara. So achatas nachshon doesn't have all the same dinim. If it's not bo l'chaper, it doesn't have all the same dinim as achatas that is bo l'chaper. We have one of the karbonis in today's sedra is an ashim toli. Ashim toli means a person. When do you bring a achatas kvua? If a person knows that he violated an aver b'shogeg, which if he would have violated it, it would have been a chayiv kares. If he violates b'shogeg, he has to bring a chatas kvua. Chatas kvua is kvua in the sense it's not all of the earth. If you can't afford it, you still have to bring the same thing, but you have an option. You can bring either kizbo or se'ira. Kizbo or se'ira, there's a behema daka and there's a behema gasa. So behema gasa is a 9-month pregnancy. Behema daka is a 5-month pregnancy. It's a different type of an animal. It's not that one is fat, one is skinny. It's a whole different type of an animal. So the din is by a chatos, you have it, it's kavua. Even if you can't afford it, you have to bring it, but it's not exactly kavua. You have a choice either to bring a kizbo or a se'ira. It has to be in a keva. Some karbonos have to be a zocha. Let's say an oila has to be a zocha. You can't bring in a keva. And a chatos has to be in a keva. It can't be a zocha. Some of the chatos have to be a zocha. That's later. So your nasi, parhal davashetzi, but it has to be a zocha. But the normal chatos has to be in a keva. Shlomen can be either a zocha or in a keva. When you bring karbonos ha'oif, it's bring a chatos oif and an oilos oif, but the chatos oif does not have to be in a keva, the oilos oif does not have to be a zocher. So that's what the Gemara has a lotion. Thomas was zachris bebehema, vein Thomas was zachris beoifus. It does mean that on birds there's no difference between a male and a female. There is a male bird and there's a female bird. But the halacha doesn't distinguish between them. Usually by behemas, the chatos behema has to be in a keva, and oilos behema has to be a zocher. But by oifus, the chatos does not have to be in a keva, nor does not have to be a zoch. Also, there's a din, it says, has to be tomim. Tomim means without a mum. And the din is, tamus v'zachar is bebehemis, vein tamus v'zachar is boifis, there's no din. A mum doesn't pass on. Lutz is mechusa rever. Mechusa rever is not that if it's a mum godel, then it's called a bama. It's a different din. We have a din, if you have a korban that gets a mum kavua, then you can be poided. That's called psuli hamigdoshim. When you had a korban that got a mum kavua, you have the ability to be poida. Mum kavua means it's not going to get better by itself. You can correct it. If you do surgery, you can correct it. But kolzman, you didn't do the surgery. So that's the status of a mum kavua, even though you have the ability to do the surgery. That's called, on its own, it's not going to get better. That's called a mum kavua. So the Gemara says, ain't pidyon le'oifus. There's no pidyon. If an oif becomes a balmum, there's no din of pidyon, because there's no din of balmum. Balmum doesn't pass the le'oifus. So the Shittim Kobetzes points out there, even if the oif becomes a mechusar eiver is a different psul. It's not based on, it's not that if it's a mum gadol, then it's considered a balmum. Then there would be pidyon b'oifus. There's no pidyon b'oifus. There's no din of balmum. Mechusar eiver is a different psul. The Gemara says even a nochri who wants to bring karbanos l'shamayim, the Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah says, even a nochri who wants to bring karbanos l'shamayim is not allowed to bring a mechusar eiver. And the Mizbeach is not allowed to bring a Balmum. If he decides to bring a Korban L'Shamayim in the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach, they want Miyad Ben Echel HaSakriv HaSeila. Even if a non-Jew brings, why is the Chiddush Miyad Ben Echel HaSakriv? Because if a Goy wants to make his own Mizbeach, his own Bom, a Chutz L'Beis HaMikdash, and bring Korbanos L'Gavaya, that's beautiful. We've been encouraging him to do it. That's a very beautiful idea. Bring Korbanos L'Gavaya. And if you want to, you can bring a Balmum also, even a Behema Balmum. But you can't bring him a Chutzar Eva. Chutzar Eva is puzzle. There's the kasha in Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Zayin Nun Ches. There's a whole sugi about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach.
where is this? This one is not listed in the list of the Shavim Mitzvahs. Where did this one come from? That a goy is not allowed to be makir v'lashem mayim. In the Beis Hamikdash, is not allowed. The ad benecha l'asav krida seilu. We don't accept any balmum in the Beis Hamikdash. But if the goy wants to make his own balmachutz the Beis Hamikdash to be makir v'lashem mayim, fine, beautiful idea. But he's not allowed to be makir v'mechus v'eves. Tais says it's not in the listing of the Shavim Mitzvah benecha. Tais says, oh, maybe it means like this: if he took a nether to bring a korban l'asham mayim, and he brings a mechus v'ever, it's not that it's an aver, because it's not listed in the Shavim Mitzvah, but it's not Yotze his nether. So that's what the Avne Milui, Mester Kash and Tais, says, since when is the Goy Mechuyev to observe his nether? That's also not from the Shavim Mitzvah B'nech. Goy takes a Shavua, he's not going to eat potato chips. He's not allowed to violate the Shavua. The Din of Le'achon Dvar only applies to Jewish people, doesn't apply to Nochem. Unless you say that the Mishlam Melech quotes, unless you say the Yerushalmi has an opinion in the Yoina, in the Novi Yoina, it says that they took Nidorim that they're going to bring Karbonis when they were in the boat. Asfina Choshva Lehishavet, they thought it was going to be a shipwreck, they were all going to die because of the storm. So they all took the Nidorim, they're going to bring Karbonis. Then when everything calmed down, they came back to the dry land and they were saved. So they brought the Karbonis. So it sounds as if a non-Jew who takes a net, there is Mukhiyab to observe his net. So Mishlam Melech in Hilchas Malachim, where the Rama quotes all the dinim of Bnei Noach, so Mishlam Melech quotes that there are two opinions in Yerushalmi. One opinion is that a Nochri is not permitted to violate a Shvua. Why is that? Because a Shvua, either the Rambam writes in Hilchas Shvua, a real Shvua is either Shvua Bashem, I swear by God, or I swear to God, either Shvua Lashem or Shvua Bashem. So it means, just like I believe in God, so too, I'm not going to eat potato chips. So the guy eats potato chips, it means that he doesn't believe in God. He said, Shvua Bashem, or he said, Shvua Lashem. I'm swearing to God that I'm not going to eat potato chips. Then he goes and he eats it. So it's like he's lying to God. So maybe that's like Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's like Birchas Hashem. Maybe he's making fun of the Rabbanu Shalom if he takes a Shvua Bashem or Shvua Lashem and he violates it. So that's the Mishlam Melech quotes, that there are two brises quoted by the Yerushalmi. One brise says that a non-Jew is not permitted to violate a Shvua. Maybe that's what Tosis means, that Tosis in the first parak in Avodah Zarah.
Wasn't this part of Yonah where they were all praying to their individual gods?
Yeah.
So that's not a neder, that's they're paying neder to their own
individual gods. Avodah Zarah, yeah. Yes. Correct? Yes. The whole thing was not Kedin. The whole thing was Shaloi Kedin, yeah. So there is, yeah. So when you bring a chatas kavua, it's not kavua. You have a choice to either bring a kizba or sira. Kavua in the sense it's not oil of yerid. If you can't afford it, you still have to bring. But you can either bring a kizba or sira. What do we bring every day for tamid? Do you have a choice? Can you bring a seir? There has to dafka be a kizba. I never heard of this, but I remember many years ago there was a Talmud Chacham named Rabbi Blazer Shapiro. He was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was a nephew of Rabbi Avram Shapiro, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Merkaz Arab. He was the chief rabbi for a while. So yes, Rabbi Blazer Shapiro had a phenomenal, a memory. Had a photographic memory. He was phenomenal. So Dr. Lamb got him to come to the yeshiva 1 year to head the Yodin Yodin Kol. So he was a super genius. He always used to tell us wild things. He's always teasing me with some of the other rabbis. Always teasing, what do you say about this? So we said, you're crazy. He says it over here. He said, he almost outlandish things. And said, here it is. He always had some wild maramakam. And they knew in the Rabbanut that whenever they needed some funny maramakam, they would always ask him, he knew. So I remember he once showed us a shitim, he thought he was crazy. He showed us a shitim kubet, says, I think in Tzmura, that it says that to meet him every day, it's understood that it's either a kevis or an ayal, a kizbo or sira. Just like a chat is either kizbo or sira, so the oil has to be a zohar, so it can either be a kevis or a sawyer. It does not necessarily have to be a kevis. That's a chidush. The shitimukubetz is a collection of balei atosis printed on the side of the Gemara in Kochim, Zvachim, and Achaz, the shitimukubetz. That's a chidush. So again, so there's an institution of chatas in today's sedra. A chatas is if a person sinned b'shoigeg on such a serious aver that if he would have violated the aver of the mezid, he would have been chayv kor. So if he does b'shoigeg, yechayv a chatas. There was a malamed in Europe who put out a book on how to teach children.
how to teach little children. So he writes in the book different etzes. You don't have to teach little children every single Rashi and Chumash. Sometimes they're so complicated. Young children can't hakama chani. So he said, you just give the basic ideas. So he writes in the Sefer that when you teach Parshas Vayikra, teach him a chatas, you have to tell him that chatas is b'shoigig only if the avera, the nature of avera is such that if he would have violated the avera mezid, would he be chayv kares, then you chayv chat. No, he just say if you do an avera b'shoigig. So they have a letter that Rab Chaim Soloveitchik sent them. I received in the mail a copy of your Sefer on how to teach children. And I don't agree with that. He said, if you don't tell them that it's because zdana kares higas chatas, then they're going to misunderstand the whole Pash. You don't have to teach them everything that the Torah Tamima quotes. You have to teach everything Maimah Chazal, every comment that the Torah Shabbal Peh makes. But this is basic, this is fundamental. This is the definition of what a Chatas is. So they have this letter from Rab Chaim that if you don't say, Zdona Karshi Gosa Chatas, then you're teaching false Torah to the children. So that's the institution of Chatas Kvua. And what's Hashem Talui? Hashem Talui is, if a person knows that he ate chelev adam, then he brings a chatas kvua. If he's mesupik, maybe he ate chelev, maybe he didn't eat chelev, maybe he's mechal shabbos, maybe not. Let's say he did a malacha bein hashmoshes, bein hashmoshes, safi gam safi klaila. So then the Mishnah says he bring an Hashem Talui. So everybody asks on the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is that even though it says the Gemara safik, the rice of the chumra, that in itself is only midirabbanim. When atar a safik, the rice is lekula. So safik, the rice is lekula. So you have a safik chelev, you're allowed to eat the chelev. So why do you have to have a kapor? Why do you have to bring an Hashem Talui? If Safik Derais is Lekulim Derais, it's only Lechumim Derabbanan. So it doesn't make sense to all institution of Hashem Talui. So we have, in our editions of the Ram, they have two lines in brackets that was added on. The Kesem Mishnah says that he had such a manuscript that has this in the Rambam. In Hilchus Tumas Meis, with the Rambam, I think the end of Perek Yud is on Hilchus Tumas Meis. We have Hilchus Tumas Meis here. Hooked up over here. So there's a Rambam, but the Rambam writes over there that Safik Deraisa Luchumre itself is only Midirabbanan. So then we have in our editions of the Rambam that the Rambam himself asked that kasha. If Safik Deraisa Luchumre is only Midirabbanan, so why is there an institution of Hashem Tol? So the Rambam answers by Yisuri Koreis, he's maskil. This is the last few lines in Perek Tes in Hilchus Tumas Meis. Safik Deraisa Luchumre, he says, by Arayis and by Shabbos, Safik Deraisa Luchumre is only Midirabbanan. Ve'afal Pichein, Dovor Shechayovim al Zdono Koreis, Sveiko Osem in Atoira, Shaharei Ha'osa Oso, Chayiv Oshem Toli. That's the brackets that was put into the Ram. The Kesem Mishnah said he found a Ksav Yad that has like that. So that's a Pella. How can he say that by Chaybi Krisis, Sofik Deraisa Luchumim Deraisa? The Ram gave the example, Shabbos and Arayas. Shabbos has Kors and Arayas has Kors. So the Kesem Mishnah says, well, maybe the Ram meant by Shabbos Trumin. Trumin is Din Deraisa, but there's no Kors. Maybe by Arayas he meant Chaybi Lavin. Chaybi Lavin is not called Arayas and Trumin is not called Shabbos. It's a Pella. So the Pashto says that's a mistake, that gives it. So the question is back again. So said, whoever asked the question, whoever wrote that line, it's a murderous kasha. How can the Rama maintain such an opinion? So the Raisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanon. What do you do with the whole institution of Hashem Tola? Obviously, you need a kapoy, not allowed to do it. So the Prima Gadim writes, the real answer is that we learned in Sanhedrin, learning Sanhedrin this year. What do you do when there's a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv? So when the Chumash has the parsha of Hashem Talui, it says achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. So it's spelled with one vav. You can read it mitzvah, but we read it, we pronounce it mitzvos Hashem. Mitzvos Hashem is if it's two, as if it were written with two vavs. You need one vav for the mitzvah. Truth of the matter, when you write mitzvos, it's also spelled Mem Tzadik Vav Tov. You know, in modern Hebrew, in Israeli newspapers, they'll spell it Mem Tzadik Vav Vav Tov. They spell everything out Molech. They spell Aaron Aleph Hey Reish Vav Nun. They spell everything Molech because they have no Nekudas and make it easier to read. But in biblical Hebrew, the correct way to spell mitzvos is also Mem Tzadik Vav Tov. You don't spell Mem Tzadik Vav Vav Tov.
there isn't really any conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv here, but nonetheless, the Gemara considers that an issue of Yashem La Mikra, Yashem La Masoris. So the Gemara has in Krisis, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Yashem La Mikra, Yashem La Masoris, and one of the Nafkaminas is, Yechai Ben Hashem Tolu, is that only if you ate Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas? What if you don't have, not to have a Taruvis, one thing is Chel and one thing is Shuman, and I ate one of the two and I'm not sure which one I ate. It's not a Taruvis. I have a piece of food on the table and I don't know whether it's Chel or Shuman. It's not that anything was but Taruvis. So would there be a Chiyav Hashem Tolu there or not? So the Rambam Paskins, no. The Rambam Paskins are only Hashem Tolu if it's Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas. That's based on Yeshem La Mikra. The Mikra is Rasa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem, not Mikol Mitzvas Hashem. Mitzvos means you need two Chatichas. Mitzvos means Chaticha Achas is enough. So if you have Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas, that's the Gemara has an expression. That's called Ikva Isura. That's a Mochomedika kind of a suffix. Even though the Rambam thinks that suffix, the rice of Luchum is only in the Rabbanon, that's I have a suffix, I have food. I don't know if it's kosher or treif. Let's say they sell cookies in the store. I don't know if it has non-kosher ingredients. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. So according to the Rambam, you're allowed to eat the cookies min haTorah. It's only awesome in the Rabbanon. It's only awesome min haTorah if you know for sure that it has a non-kosher ingredient. If you don't know one way or the other, so min haTorah you're allowed to eat it, it's only awesome in the Rabbanon. But if you have a tarubis, I have two cookies. One cookie for sure has treif ingredients. One cookie is kosher. Now I don't know which is which. That's a tarubis of chad b'charab. You have tarubis chad b'trei, so it's butl. A treif on his butl. You have a tarubis chad b'chad. That's called ikva yisur. I know for sure there is an isur floating around. I don't know, is it A or B? I don't know which one is the isur. So that even the Ram agrees that that's suffik the rasa, the chumim the rasa. So that's what the Prima Gadim says is the true answer to the kasha. How can the Rama maintain a shita that suffik the rice of Luchum is only with the Rabbanon? What do you do with the institution of Hashem Tolui? Isn't it clear and obvious from the Chumash that suffik the rice of Luchum? The answer is yeah, if you have an ikva yisura. The Shach writes in Simon, I forgot where, in the Kufs, from the beginning of the Kufs are there. Shach writes, suffik the Rabbanon lakula. So what if you have two chatichas, one for sure is treif from the Rabban and one for sure is kosher. I don't know which is the treif and which is the kosher. So he says, that's ikve yisura. You're not allowed to eat one of them and say, safik the Rabban or the kul. That's a mochamed digas. I know for sure there is an isa de Rabban. I don't know which one is the isa de Rabban. The ikve yisura, that everyone agrees, that's a mochamed digas type of a safik. So that doesn't count as a suffix, the Rabban of the Kula. That doesn't count as a suffix, the Raisa of the Kula, with the Raisa according to the Ram. That way, suffix, the Raisa of the Chumer, with the Minatoira. Shadows, what about Ben Ashmashes? The Mishnah talks about one who does Malach Ben Ashmashes is Chayva Anoshim Toloi. Where's the Ikve Yisura? Where's the Chatichachas Mishtei Chatichas? So Taisus there in Krisus raises the possibility. Maybe Ben Ashmashes is Chatichachas Mishtei Chatichas. Why should it be called an Ikva Yisura? It's just a suffix. Is it Shabbos or Chol? Why is that? Why is Ben Ashmashes? So that's the question. What's the nature of the suffix of Ben Ashmashes? Maybe the suffix Ben Ashmashes is a different kind of a suffix.
Is that the Ritva and Yuma?
Right, based on the Ritva and Yuma. The Ritva and Yuma has a Chiddush that Ben Ashmashes is not a suffix. The rabbi still didn't figure out, since Maimon Hasina is over 3,000 years, a long time ago, they still didn't figure out when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends. Make a convention and take a vote in the Fartik. So he says, no, the Ritva has a different kind of a suffix. It's both Yom and Laila. It has properties of Yom, properties of Laila, because on the one hand the sun set, on the other hand it's the light outside. So does Yom and Laila depend on sunrise, sunset, or does it depend on light and dark? So it has elements of Yom, elements of Laila, and we treat it as if it were a suffix. Whenever you have a tie to the sun, we treat it as if it were a suffix. Soloveitchik had that. Soloveitchik picked his stuff out. Avnei Nezer. Avnei has this more than 10 places in his shuvas. He talks about this concept of a tar to the sasri. The halacha recognizes a tar to the sasri. Sometimes you have something in the teva that it's like that. Soloveitchik, I think, gave a mashal from electricity. There's a hakira whether electricity is a
light wave, particle or a wave,
something like that. With nafkaminas, and they're steris. Which is it? So you see in physics, they're tied to the sasu. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the world with such a thing as tied to the sasu. So it's not so difficult if you'll assume that they can be tied to the sasu in halacha. So that he got from the Avdi Nezer. Avdi Nezer has it a lot. Rav Soloveitchik expanded on what he got from the Avdi Nezer. So that's possible to say maybe Ben Hashmashes, even if you all that you need chatichachas, mishtech chatichas, has to be nikva yisura. Maybe Ben Hashmashes, Tosis raises the possibility, there's increases on the Mishnah there, raises the possibility that maybe Ben Hashmashes is also considered an ikva yisura. Yeah, when is a person obligated to bring korbanos when he does an avera? He does an avera b'shogeg, or sometimes even b'mezer. Abba mevim al azod and kishkaga. He's mechuyev to do to bring the korban. So the pasuk says, "Ohod elav chatos ashechato aleho." When he has idea sachet. So the Gemara has a comment. The Yevamos has a comment. Yevamos, Randaf peiches also. If an Edecha tells me that Achalta Chela B'Shoigeg, I'm not Mechuyev to bring Achatas. Edecha Nam Visurim doesn't apply over here. If two people tell me, I am Chayev to bring Achatas, but one person tells me not, what kind of halacha is that? It's a psachidish din. So Rabbi Chanan has a whole essay about that. Whenever you need yediya, so eid echad is neman the yisurim, but it's not called the yediya. When two eidim tell you something, that's called the yediya. When eid echad tells you, it's supposed to be noyig according to what the eid echad says, but it's not considered the yediya. So Rabbi Chanan has, based on this, he explains the rush in the end of Moed Katan. The rush in the end of Moed Katan has Hilchos Avelos, the third parak Moed Katan. So he quotes a lot from the Ramban and the Torah Sodom, and he quotes the Rosh Mizutanmo, the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Maharam Rutenberg has also Hilchos Avelos a lot. So the Rosh quotes a lot there from both the Maharam Rutenberg and the Ramban. So he quotes a line from the Maharam Rutenberg. If an Edecha comes and tells me that a relative died, you have to observe Avelos because it's a Milsa David Aligluy, Loy Meshakri Inshi. So Rabbi Chanan asks, what do you have to come on to Milsa David Eglui Loi Meshakri Insha? The Gemara needs that. If an Edechad comes and says Meiz Bailo, the Meiz Bailo really should have been an issue of Dovah Shabiyev, but Dovah Shabiyev should need two Edim. Dovah Shabiyev is the same as Dina and Pasha Dina Mamas, you need two Edim. But to observe Avela is not a Dovah Shabiyev for. So what do you have to come on to the reasoning of Milsa David Eglui Loi Meshakri Insha? Just say, Edechad Emma Bisur. So Rabbi Chanan says, no, because the Dina of Avela only sets in when there's Yedias Hamisa. Kozman, the Gemara talks that, is it Shmur Kareva, is it Shmur Rechoika? Did the person find out about the death of the relative within 30 days of the death, or did he find out after 30 days? If he finds out after 30 days, it's Shmur Rechoika, so you only observe Avelis one day, you don't observe Shiva or Shloshim. If he finds out within Shloshim, then it's Shmur Kareva. So you see from the Gemara that the idea, when you become aware of the death of a relative, then the dinam of Avelis set in. And let's say, I made up that I'm picking someone, I'm a doctor in the hospital, I'm picking someone up tonight to go to a wedding, and in the hospital I know that his father just died today. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, I don't have to tell him. I can take him to the wedding and dance with him. I slip neighbor the seat in Michshel. I'm causing him to violate the dinim of Avelos. So it says the dinim of Avelos don't begin until he knows about it. Kozman, there's no idea, there's no dinim of Avelos. It may be a stupid thing not to tell a guy that his father died. He has to make arrangements for the funeral. Okay, it's a different question. But Kozman, if a person doesn't know that someone died, so there's no din of Avelos. It's in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to tell a person that a relative died. Only if it's a son who's going to observe, going to say Kaddish, so then you should tell. Let's say a relative died in a different country, he's not going to attend the funeral. It won't be a Bizayin Ameis. The relative died out of town. So there's no mitzvah. Let's say an elderly person. My father died at the age of 94. So he had two brothers who died before him. He was the youngest in his family. So he told my sister that he wasn't in touch with the brothers so often, hardly ever called them on the phone. He told my sister, if she hears that they died, she shouldn't tell him until after Shloshim, so you won't have to observe Abayla Shiva Shloshim. There's no mitzvah to tell. If you're expected to say Kaddish, so then it says that the proper thing is you should tell the son they should be able to say kash. Or if it's expected that he should attend the funeral, so the children not going to attend the funeral, be a bizayin ameh. So then you have to tell them that they should go. But if it's out of town, not going to attend the funeral anyway, not going to say kaddish anyway, so what do you have to tell a person that their relative died? The Gemara says you should not tell. And there's no violation of lifnei ivur l'siti michshol. Calls man, the person doesn't have yedia. Then Rabbi Chana said the same is true regarding mamzer. We paskin safik deraisa l'chumer mideraisa. We don't accept that Rambam. Safik deraisa l'chumer mideraisa. And there's an exception to the rule by mamzer. The Gemara says mamzer vada yozasa. Mamzer safik is mutam in atayra. Only asa mideraabonim. What kind of a din is that? That's called shtuki basufi. Shtuki means we know who the mother is, but she don't know who the father is. When the child asks the mother, who's my father? The mother says, keep still. Don't ask any questions. She's mishatek, the child. Well, Sufi is, you don't know who the father is, you don't know who the mother is. Let's say you have a city where all the people are Jewish, and then you have a baby that's found on the steps to the police station. Someone left the baby there. We know the baby's Jewish because most of the women in the city who are childbearing age are Jewish people. So you go basarab. It's a Jewish job. But you don't know who the father is, you don't know who the mother is. It could be it's a mamzer. Why did they leave it up? Why did they give the child away? Could well be that it's a mamzer, that someone was Baal Eshishisha, someone was Baal Achoso, and they're embarrassed and they don't want to raise the child. But it's a Suffolk mamzer, it's not a Vade mamzer. So the Gemara says, a Suffolk mamzer, menater is mutter, everything is mutter. You can marry a Vade mamzer, you can marry a Kshera, you can marry a Suffolk mamzer, you can marry anybody he wants. Only awesome at the Rabbanon, Shtuki Basufi is only awesome at the Rabbanon to marry. So what kind of a din is that? So Rabbi Chana says, that's because by mamzer, and the same thing by orla b'chutzlor, it's a din in Safik orla b'chutzlor is mutter. Even if you hold the orla b'chutzlor is halacha l'moshe misinai, so it's a din d'eraisa, so sveka should have been l'chumra. Gemara says, kach nemer halacha, the Safik orla b'chutzlor is mutter. Why? Because the din of orla only applies when there's yediyah, when you know the facts of the case. So the Gemara says, the amorai, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, amorai who had pardesim, and they had oranges, apples, pears, whatever, that were orla. So they would give it to their chaverim to eat. The Gemara says, "Have a mesafka hadodi." If I have vada orla, I'm not allowed to eat it, but I'm allowed to give it to my neighbor. I just won't tell him that it's orla. As far as he's concerned, he doesn't know. So orla sheni yedua is no issa. You need yediyah that the iser orla should apply by orla b'chutzal. The same thing mamzer. If there's no yediyah sa mamzeris, then there's no issa. The issa doesn't apply. So even though we pass him with the rabban and sofik mamzer is usser, but there's still a din, halacha l'maaseh, mamzer sheni yodua. That's if you know there's a suffix. I know the child is a shtuki or a sufi. So there's a yediyah suffix. So menatar yediyah suffix is lav shmo yediyah. Mid rabbanon, a shtuki bas sufi is asa, that's called yediyah b'suffix. What if it's a mamzer sheni yodua? Let's say the woman remarried without a get, and she had children, and no one knows the whole story. The only one who knows is the rabbi who was there 50 years ago in the community. So if the rabbi keeps his mouth shut, he doesn't tell anybody about the story. So leave everything the way it is. He can even be Masada Kiddushin for this couple. He can even read the Shidduch. Because the child doesn't know that he's a mom, so he can marry the child off to someone else. And maybe it's not fair. Maybe it's not fair. Because the Gemara says, Ein ha-shechina shara el al mishpachas miyuchasa shabi Yisrael. If you want to have children who have the ability to have Ashwas Hashchina, so if there's going to be mamzeris blended, even though mamzer sheni do is mutalava b'kol, but still it's a pigam, so the Shechina won't be sure. So the Gemara tells the Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, would tell his Talmidim privately, quietly, don't marry any girls from this community because they have mamzerim over here. So why didn't he announce that they're not allowed to, should have announced to the public, no one should marry them. Said, no, the Gemara says, Mikra din mamzer sheni dua is mutalava b'kol, because there isn't even a dia sofik. The public doesn't even know that there's a sofik mamzeris over there. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi told his Talmidim because they wanted to have children who would possibly have the ability to have Ashwas Hashchina. If there's a mamzer sheni yadua, even though it's mutalava b'kol, but still it's a pigam, and the shechina won't be sure. But he wasn't obligated to publicize it, because strictly speaking, mamzer sheni yadua is mutter. So that's Rabbi Chanan has an essay. Rabbi Chanan Masman has an essay. He says all of these four cases, avelas, mamzeres, orla b'chutz la'aretz, and chiyuv chatos, they all require a condition of yediyah. And edechot is not called yediyah unless it's a case of milsa david eligluy. Edechot nemi bisurim does mean that he's mevarah the facts of the case.
He's damar alacha lemaisa, but it's still considered as if there's no yediyah. So it's because of this that yediyah sachet is mechayiv and achatas. That's why the Mishnah has a discussion in later in Sanhedrin that it's based on a Mishnah at the end of Sanhedrin and based on a Mishnah in Ksubis and based on a sugya in Hoirius. What's the din? A person was mechal shabbos b'shoigeg, then he's appointed kohen gadol, or then he's appointed the melech, and then he finds out yediyas achet after he's already a melech, after he's already kohen gadol, or the reverse. He's mechal shabbos b'shoigeg when he's a melech or the kohen gadol, and then they fire him. He's no longer kohen gadol. He's no longer. If he just retires, he's still a kohen gadol. But if they fire him, the Gemara says, Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, says, Mismana bepe, mistalek bepe. He's appointed by the Sanhedrin, they can fire him. So if they fire him, and let's say he did Yaver when he was a kohen gadol, then they fire him, and the yediyah sachet is when he's no longer a kohen gadol. So the question is, the yediyah is mechayev and achatos. The Yaver he did when he had one status. A hedyot, a normal person, is mechal shabbos b'shege, brings kizbo sira. The kohen gadol, the mechal shabbos b'shege, brings par kohen gadol. Or he brings tzoyer nasi. The melech brings a tzoyer nasi. So what if the aver was done when he had one status, and the yediyah sachet is when he has another status? So which korban does he bring? So it's all machlokes hatanoim. The assumption being that the yediyah sachet is a mechayiv in the hakrovas achata. So if the aver was done when he had one status, and the yediyah is when he had a different status, the whole discussion in tanoim. Tosfos in Shavuos points out that Avdala, Rabbi Chanan Basman, and the essay quotes this. Let's say a person decides to donate achatos. Achatos not boben edu nedova. You can't donate achatos. What if the person was mechal Shabbos b'shem? Let's say a person is a bal tshuva, and after Shabbos is over, he has a very uncomfortable feeling. He has a creepy feeling. He must have been mechal Shabbos, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know enough ilchus Shabbos to know. And then a month, so he designates a korban chatos. In case I was mechal Shabbos, this should be the chatos. But he doesn't know that he was mechal Shabbos. Then he finds out a month later, he's going to class, he's learning hilchos Shabbos. Then he finds out, yeah, he did something on Shabbos. That's a malach. He just didn't know all the malachas of Shabbos. He brings a chatos to the Beis HaMikdash, and he was never magdash it again after he had the idea sachet. So Tosfos says, it's chulin bazar. Because at the time he was magdash it, there wasn't yet any idea sachet. Before idea sachet, there's no chiyuv to bring the chatos. Because the pasuk says, "Ahod elot chatos ashachot oda." You need idea sachet to be mechayev in the chatos.
Regarding someone who's an edef and says that you're an avel, would that apply to Yerusha as well, or just because Rabbi Chanan saying we're so much on the fact that you wouldn't lie about it? The Rosh
quotes the Maharam Rittenberg that Eid Echad says that we rely on him because it's a milsa David Ligloi la mishakrin for Yerusha. The Gemara says that not. Eid Echad is named to say it's by law to allow the woman to remarry, but not in Yerodim Lanachla. You don't let the children take the Yerusha.
So why would that be if we're saying that it's such a it's ki'ilu yediyah?
It's not a real milsa. The original Gemara in Chulin in Perikei Letreifus is like this. Someone's selling eggs in this. A non-Jew is selling eggs in the street. He tells me that these are eggs from a hen. Maybe it's eggs from an eagle. Maybe it's eggs from an ostrich. So different eggs have different color, different shape. Okay, it looks like the same as a hen's egg. But when I'll crack it open at home, when I'll take it home, I'll be able to ascertain. When you open up, you can tell whether it's from a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird, because inside is going to look different. But when I buy the eggs, I don't know. So can I rely on a non-Jew when I buy the eggs? Of course he can. It's the chamilsa David Leglu. You're going to go home, crack open the egg. You're going to call back and give him back the egg. You're going to get your money back. You're going to tell everybody, the guy's a ganav. He sold me eagle's eggs. He sold me ostrich eggs. So that's milsa David Leglu. You're going to find out within 5-10 minutes. By Mace Bailer, the guy says, milsa David Leglu. It's not so David Leglu. The Pashtus is the Heter Agunas Eid Echad is only Midirabbanan. It's not good Benantar. The Gemara says, Midirabbanan, they treated it as if it were a Milsa David Lugluy. But it could well be that the guy is still alive and he's suffering somewhere in the hospital, and maybe he's in prison somewhere, maybe he's a prisoner of war somewhere. So it's not really a Milsa David Lugluy. The Gemara says, Mishum Miguna, Akilat Mirabbanan, to treat it as if it were a Milsa David Lugluy. So that's what the Gemara says. The Eid Echad says the husband died, so the wife is allowed to remarry, but in that case itself, the children, Eimarid and Misabonim Lanachlam. You don't let the children do whatever they want, but the Yerusha, you have the children make, still act as if the husband maybe is still alive.
So why would we mock there? Let's say not in a Guna case, but let's say a child. You summon the Eidah that says your parent died. Right, so we say, we put him in Dina Avelis, right?
Yeah.
So why would we, if it's Lekula,
it's not really a
Avelis,
that's a very good, it's a very good question. How does Maharam Rutenberg make such a statement? It's only Mishum Megina Kila Brabona. Why are you Machmer over here? Why should you treat it like a Milsa Dada? I don't know. That's a very good question. Rabbi Chanan Basman didn't talk about that. He talked about the other thing. Why do you need this? Why do you need the whole Milsa Dada? Why don't you just say Dechan and Misur? I don't know. That's a very good question. Yeah?
How is Rabbi Chanan Machalik between Orla B'chutzlaris and Orla B'eretz Yisrael in terms of Yediyah? Isn't it just because one's Daraisa and one's Darbanan?
The Gemara says that. Mishnah is had like that. Safek Arla Beretzol is also Safek Arla B'chutzlaris is Mutter. So the Gemara has a machlokes at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. A Safek Arla B'chutzlaris is Mutter means that it's only an Issa de Rabban. The Gemara says, not necessarily. It's machlokes. Not necessarily. It could even be Arla B'chutzlaris Halacha Moshe Messina, but Kach Nemer Halacha, that's fake a Mutter. So he's saying it within that, he's just saying over within that Shita. But Arla Beretz Yisrael, the Gemara said, the Mishnah has said, Safek Arla Beretz Yisrael is also. Orla Beretzol does need Yediyah to be us. Only Orla B'chutzlar. That's the Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Yeah. There is a concept of Momen Gavoya. All the korbanos are considered mamon gavoyah if it doesn't belong to me. If I have a korban, oil or shlamim, whatever, can I sell it to someone else? So the Gemara says, if it's mamon b'alim, you can sell it to someone else. Mamon gavoyah, you can't sell it to someone else. Let's say, can I be mekadesh an isha with it? I have a korban, oil or korban shlamim that I wasn't makrev yet. If I'll give it to an isha, say, I read mekadesh asleep as there. Is it mine, and I can give it to the isha, and she'll be makrev it, so I gave her something, or it's mamon gavoyah? So that's a big machlokes hatanoim. So we want some tanaim hold karbonos amam and bailam. So we assume no karbonos amam and gavoya. It's just a question about kochim kalim. Whether kochim kalim is also amam and gavoya, maybe kochim kalim is amam and bailam. Rabbi Yosef Glili says kochim kalim is amam and bailam. And the whole story, the whole discussion is based on psukim in today's sedra. Yeah. Then a detailed question, maybe some kochim kalam amam and bailam, others are kochim, others are mamam gavoya. The stiris in the Rambam, Lech Mishnah has a whole series of stiris in the Rambam. So the Rambam sometimes writes kochim kalam as mamam and bailam, sometimes he writes kochim kalam amam and gavoya. So that's a big issue.
Yeah.
Right, that's another story, right? So Reb Chaim has a whole understanding of what does it mean, mamam gavoya? Does it mean that it's talking not mine, or means we? You should act as if it's not mine. Could be that it really is mine, but it's just a din of kovet hakorbanos, right? This Shabbos is Parsha Zohar. So Parsha Zohar, some hold is a din d'oraisa, so you have to hear Parsha Zohar once a year, or you have to hear Parsha Zohar once in a lifetime, you have to hear Parsha Zohar once every couple of years. The Sefer HaChinuch is not sure. Whether it's d'oraisa once in a lifetime, or once a year, or once every couple of years. If Parsha Zohar is deraisa, should you say that the bracha is me'akev? The Gemara says at the beginning of the second perek in brachas, when you lay tefillin, when you put on a talis, that the bracha is not me'akev, because the mitzvah is deraisa, the bracha is only the rabbanan. How can you say the bracha is me'akev in the mitzvah? So the Tosfei HaRosh makes a comment on that Gemara, an innocent comment. Mashma from the Lashon of Gemara, if the bracha would have been deraisa, bichas ha-mitzvah would have been deraisa, that the bracha would have been me'akev. An innocent comment. So the Prima Gadim says, wow. So Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. So whenever this Parsha Zohar is deraisa, so then maybe the Birchas HaTorah is me'ake. Maybe you're not yotzit Parsha Zohar unless you say a brocha. By the Yekis, they have a practice. It was instituted by Rav Nos Nadler. That was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. When the Chassam Sofer was born in Frankfurt, he was brought up there. So he had two rabbim. He had Rav Nosson Adler, who was a kohen. He had the Haflor, who was a Levi. The Haflor was the rabbi. Haflor was a chassidish. Haflor was a Talmud of the Mezritcha Magid. And he became a rabbi in, by the Yekis. One of the enigmas of history. That the Haflor was the rabbi
in Frankfurt. So he had these. He writes in some stuff. He writes in the Shibbos. He remembers what a beautiful spectacle it was to see when they were duchen on Yontif. So they always washed the Kohanim's hands in the shul, right next to the chazan. Instead of going out by the yekis, they have the practice to wash in shul. So you see, the rav of the shul, the hafla was a levi, Pinchas Horovitz was a levi. That's what the word hafla is, a rashi, harav Pinchas levi ish Horovitz. Hafla is a sefer that he wrote on ksubis. Then he wrote a sefer amakna, maseches kiddushin. It's all pilpul. So you would see the hafla wash the hands of Rav Nosson Adler, who was a kohen, in front of everybody. Such a beautiful spectacle. And he said, Rav Nosson Adler had this chiddush, same as the Minchas Chinuch wrote later. Nosson Adler lived much earlier, 100 years before. But the Minchas Chinuch writes that also. He thinks that women should be mechuyev in Parsha Zohar. So by the Yekis, Rav Nosson Adler instituted this, that they read Parsha Zohar in the afternoon, right before Mincha, 5 minutes before Mincha, so the women who miss davening in the morning, they should be able to hear Parsha Zohar. Chaim Kanievsky wrote in one of his Sforim on Tanakh that he heard from his mother when his mother passed away. So he put out a new edition of his Sefer on Tanakh. So he added on at the end, Divrei Torah that he heard from his mother in the name of her brother, the Chazon Ish. So one of the things that he heard from his mother, in the name of her brother, was that the women are not mechuyev in Parsha Zohar, that it's a chumra that the Achronim invented, and any of the Rishonim would talk about it all say the same thing, women are not mechuyev in Parsha Zohar. But that's it, by the Yekis, they're machmer, because Rav Nosson Adler said like that, when he lived in Frankfurt, he said, women are mechuyev in Parsha Zohar. And Chaschinuch also suggests women should be mechuyev. So the shaila is, but they learn Parsha Zohar without a bracha, and maybe the bracha should be meyakim. So the Prima Gadim writes like that. Prima Gadim says he found this Tesfei HaRosh HaBracha, meaning in the second parak, that whenever the Bracha Birchas HaMitzvah is the Raisa, then based on the Gemara, it should be Me'akev. So he said in Parsha Zohar, if you're going to learn Parsha Zohar without a Bracha, it should come out that you're not Yotze. So in the Tshuvas of the Dvar Avram, there's a letter that Rabbi Hanav Asman sent to the Kovner Rav, to the Dvar Avram, where he says, we never heard of any Pesach who ever said that. Never heard of any Pesach, the Prima Gadim says like that. He never looked in the Prima Gadim. Okay. Never heard of any Pesach that says like that, and he explains why it's not correct, why there is no such thing. But in the yeshivas, that's what they say. They announce everyone should have in mind to be yotze with the brachas and to be yotze with the kriyas parsha zoch. There's a choshish for that rush. That is, you have to hear the brachas also. If you don't hear the brachas, you're not yotze the parsha zoch.
Could you be motzi a sacred Torah to read for only for a woman?
If you hold women are mechuyev, if you hold women are not mechuyev, then it's a question. Maybe it's improper, right? I think Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that it's improper to take out a sefer Torah just a lane for women. Yeah. In the parsha, we have the bulk of the parsha is all about karbonis, but then you have here and there psukim that are relevant for other demons. So you have. By the Chatas of the Biyarid, one of them is was Bitoi. So the Pasuk used the expression Nefes ki shishava levate bisvasayim lohara lahetiv. So Shmuel learns that from the Pasuk, Shmuel in Shvuas, daf chavav amibes. Shmuel the Amor learns that from the Pasuk, that goma b'li b'tzach lahetzi bisvasa. Person made up his mind, he's going to take a neder shvua, he's going to observe a neder shvua, it's not binding unless he pronounces it with his lips. That it's not all in Yoni Hafloa, you need Dibur. Hafloa, Rashi says, the Farish Bisfasov, Isha, Isha, Kiafli, Linda, Neda, Noza, Lahazel Hashem, and Parshas Nosai. What do you mean, Kiafli? So Rashi writes, the Farish Bisfasov, Parle Balaz, to say. The only two exceptions to the rule, the Gemara says, there are two exceptions to the rule that in Yoni Hafloa, Achal Balev, one is Truma, because Truma Nitelis Bemachshova, that's the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Koirach. It says, V'nechshu lachem trumaschem, trumaschal b'machshove. And the other exception to the rule is, oilo. Because the Pasuk says, in Divayam, kol nediv lev oilos heviu. So one who had been menadeh, b'korban oilo b'libo, brought the korban. This is shnei k'silban b'oi k'echot. These are the two exceptions to the rule that in Yoni Haflo, and Yoni Haflo mean things that are chal ha'idei amira. Neder, shvua, ziris, erchen, egdeshes, and so on. So the two exceptions are Atrum is chal machshove and karbonis a chal machshove. So that's based on the pasuk in today's sedra. A minik toiv is binding mitam neder, even though the person never said it bisvasav. So the Gemara says it's only midir rabbanon. Minik toiv is binding mitam neder is only midir rabbanon. It's not minatur. Midir rabbanon I treat it as it were hegdush, just like hegdush is chal machshove. Kol nediv levoy leseviu. So we treat a minik toiv as if it's like hegdush.
But the Beferish and the Gemara, that's only Bal Yachal Midirabbanan, the Pischei Tshuva in Yeridaya. I think the Siman Reishu Dalit, the Siman in the beginning of the third Chelik Yeridaya, where it says, Minhogam Ba'abinding Mitam Neder, so the Pischei Tshuva quotes a quirk from the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer lived at the beginning of the Reform movement. And the Reform first started picking on Minhogim. They did away with Kol Nidre, and they did away with reciting Yikam Purkam. First they picked on the Minhagim. They didn't think it's like nice that a chassan wears a kittel under the chuppah, so they did away with that. They said it's a chilul Hashem. I don't know. They started picking on Minhagim. And then, till they did away, they unraveled everything. Till they did away with Din and the Rabbi, Hey Mama, Hey Mama. They're rabbis and we're rabbis, so we have a right to undo what they said. With the same level of rabbis as the rabbis in the Talmud. Then they did away with the Din of the Raisa. Then they did away with the Rabbani Shalom. They decided no Rabbani Shalom. They had a vote at the convention. They decided they can do without him. You don't need him. So the Chassam Sofer was fighting against the Reform. So he said, Minhagim ha-machomer than dinim de-rabbonim. Safik de-rabbonim le-kula, but safik minig le-chomer, because the minig is binding mitam neder. So that's really a joke. That's not correct. The Gemara is befeirish. The minig is binding mitam neder is mid-rabbonim, ba-yachim mid-rabbonim. So they talk about that. They write svarim about that. The Chassam Sofer has another 15 tshuvas. He writes, a minig is less binding than a din de-rabbonim. How all of a sudden, what does he write over here? A minig is machomer than a de-rabbonim, because minig is de-rice and safik minig le-chomer. It can't be. It's not correct. Then we mentioned today, Ha'odim Meshua Prat Leonis, Ha'odim Meshua Prat Leonis, that what's called Das and what's called Tois by Shvuah is not the same as in Kola Torah Kula. It's a lower level of Das is needed by Shvuah. Mufla Samach Leish is acceptable. There are a lot of differences between Das by Shvuah and Das by Mecha Chomemkar. Closed with another din from today's Sedra. It says, by Shvus Ha'edus, by the Chata Sol of Yoreh, it says, Oro Oyoda im lo yagid v'nos avoyna. So what does it say? Oro Oyoda. What do you mean? The person either saw the halvor or he knows about the halvor. How does he know about the halvor? He has Ruach HaKodesh. You have to have Riyas HaMaisa. So the Gemara says there's such a thing as Eidus, the Gemara in Sanhedrin later. Eidus and Miskayem is Bi'idiyah Baloria. If the man made a Haidos Baldin, that he owes the money to the other one. He never saw the Halvoya, but the Eidim know that it's true because the fellow admitted in their presence. Okay, so the Gemara explains why it says, O Yoda. But why does it say, O Ro? Let it just say, O Yoda. If I know Haggadah Eidus, however I know Haggadah Eidus, but I would say, O Ro. So the Rashbam in Yesh Nechlin says, this is the Pasuk that the Gemara used as the mocker for the din, if a person, let's say, Bishasriya Samaisa, I was related, I was a brother-in-law of this person. Let's say the man crashed into someone else's car and he made a hesek. So it's my brother-in-law whose car was crashed into, or the guy who crashed into the other guy, whatever, I'm related to one of them. And then by the time they come for the din Torah, I'm going to testify. I'm no longer his brother-in-law. Someone got divorced or somebody died, so he's no longer brother-in-law. So the Gemara says, Haggadah Eidus has to be tchilos b'sofer b'kashrus. You have to be kosher leidus b'shas riyas ha-maisa. You have to be kosher leidus b'shas Haggadah also. Where do you have to be kosher leidus b'shas riyas ha-maisa? Where does that come from? When Bezin is mekabel leidus, it should be kosher. So the Rashbam says, where did the Gemara get it from? Tchilos b'hechsher. Tchilasa b'psul is no good. Tchilasa b'hechsher v'sofa b'hechsher. So Rashbam says they got it from that phrase in today's Sedra. Oro, O Yoda, that the Riyas HaMaisa is not just a Hechitim Tzabi Alma. If I didn't see it happen, how can I go testify? It's Alpi Aloch. If there's no Riyas HaMaisa, you can't testify.
Is that only the context of Rashbam that Eid HaRoa is as a Shemaid? What if you hold like Kosus that only a Maid is a Rabbah?
No, that's a Gemara. Everybody agrees. That's a Braisa. If Tchilosa B'Psul is no good, maybe the Rashbam got it from that Gemara. That could be. That's good. Maybe the Rashbam got his idea from that Gemara. But this Gemara, that you can't argue with the Gemara. Gemara says Tchilosa B'Psul is no good. Okay, very good. This Shabbos, needless to say, this is a special Shabbaton. You're going to be flooded with rabbis here in Yeshiva. And on Purim morning, after Shachris, is going to be what they call the Koil Kima of the Kiblu. They're going to be learning until 11:30, then they're going to serve a fleshig meal. So they encourage everyone who, they said, I forgot already last year. Said last year was beautiful, they had over 200 people learning in the base medrash. So they want everybody
to
participate. Enjoy the Nefleshik meal. Okay. I don't remember, but they told me last year I participated in the learning. I had my Nefleshik meal at home. Okay.
Nate, are you going to go with that?